Hello and welcome to The Write Stuff, a podcast by the Gonzaga University Writing Center. As a reminder, the Writing Center is open Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Sundays 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. To schedule an appointment, go to gonzaga.mywconline.com. That's gonzaga.mywconline.com. Hello, hello. Welcome to the podcast. We've got Kathy DeHart here, senior lecturer of accounting. And what else with the, there's a writing connection in there?
Yes. So senior lecturer of accounting, and I also teach a writing class in our graduate accounting program. It's titled Sustainability Accounting. And so I do teach that content, but in addition, I teach professional writing skills.
Super cool. So we've got a writing pro in the business world here today to talk all about writing and business and why it's important. Where is that intersection, writing, business? Can you tell us a little bit more? Why is that so vital?
Well, I can speak specifically to writing in the accounting profession. And Dr. Weber, who's been teaching accounting at Gonzaga for a really long time, he always loves to chat with students after they've been out working for a year. So after they graduate, he'll catch up with them. And he always asks the question, what has surprised you the most since starting your career? And 9 times out of 10, they say, how often I have to write. So they just write all the time, which surprises people because most people think of numbers when they think of accountants. But they write about numbers, they explain numbers, so they need to be able to write well. And so that's why we established the requirement of having the professional writing class in our graduate curriculum to help our students further develop their writing skills.
Yeah, totally. And can you speak a little bit more just kind of on your past in that writing world? I know you talked a little bit about the classes you've taught leading up to your time at Gonzaga. Mm-hmm. Can you speak a little bit more about that?
Well, I've always enjoyed writing and did a fairly good job at writing in my classes. And so when I began teaching it at Spokane Falls Community College, that just helped me to learn more. So I developed my ability to teach writing. And then when I came to Gonzaga, just kept reading and learning from other experts and meeting with people like Dr. Eliason to hone my craft and learn to help students become better writers.
Mm-hmm. And through all of this teaching, now we've got the Jepson Writing Lab that you've helped kind of establish in the business school here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got to make sure that I get the hours in. That's open 12 to 1 in Jepson 125, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. You can drop in or do you want to give the spiel? Drop in for all your business writing needs?
Exactly. So students are welcome to drop in. They don't need to make an appointment. And there will be a graduate accounting student there to help you. And that student was recruited by me because he or she took the writing class and did quite well and demonstrated strong writing skills. And so now is working in the writing lab to help support other students.
Super cool. And what kind of projects, maybe if I was working on an accounting, that I could come to the writing lab? Can they help with everything? Are there certain specialties? What kind of stuff are we talking about?
Really any writing project, and it isn't just accounting students that we help, but all business students.
Oh, super cool.
So it's available for everyone at every level. So freshmen, sophomores, whoever would like to stop by, they're welcome to stop by.
Amazing. Super cool. And especially with, you know, all the years that, you know, people are studying and all the things that people are studying, I guess, what are some of those tips that maybe pop out in your head that people in the business world are, because for me, that, you know, I'm not in the business school, but for those that are, what are kind of those tips and those tricks that maybe stand out to you that are really beneficial?
Well, we really emphasize the importance of writing concisely because business professionals are very, very busy and don't have the patience to read long, rambling paragraphs. And so we spend an entire class talking about strategies for writing more concisely. And Also, too, I teach formatting, so effective formatting of business documents. And I emphasize the importance of providing skim value. So basically, formatting with bulleted and numbered lists, using paragraph headings, putting lots of white space around text. So basically giving the reader the ability to quickly skim the document and still get the gist of the message. So we practice those formatting techniques. And then students also learn how to format a business letter properly, a business memorandum. They're assigned a blog post. Mm-hmm. And so they learn to do effective formatting.
Awesome. You talk a little bit about the, you talk a little bit about the cutting down and really making sure that stuff's concise. What kind of those skills, what kind of strategies pop out? Not to give away your whole class, but
right.
what are those?
So one way to do it is to use predominantly active voice sentences rather than passive voice sentences. So that's one strategy. Avoiding wordy phrases such as due to the fact that, when you can just say because. Also avoiding opening fillers such as this is to inform you that, mm-hmm. when you can just directly
get into it.
Using a direct approach most of the time in your writing rather than an indirect approach. Unless you're conveying bad news or trying to persuade someone, then an indirect approach might be appropriate. And also a big one is avoiding wordy verb noun phrases. So not saying make a decision, but instead say decided.
There you go. Yeah.
Yes.
And for all of the good things that your class can teach all of those students, and for all of the positives that the Jepson Writing Lab has, the Writing Center here in Foley 121 has got your back with all those things as well. Mm-hmm. And so to piggyback off of that, you can definitely go to the writing lab in Jepson and get some of those concepts ironed out, and then come to the Writing Center. Both are tools that you can use on campus, and they're super beneficial.
Mm-hmm. And I put into my syllabus that I encourage students to use the Writing Lab and to bring first drafts of their paper into the lab to get feedback. And
yeah,
definitely.
The Writing Lab and the Writing Center working together. Mm-hmm. It's a positive, very business-centric, very collaborative.
Very.
I guess something I want to kind of get into is, For students maybe in the business school or maybe even all around campus that maybe don't totally feel like they're flexing that writing muscle, what can you say to those students that a little bit more encouraging that it's possible to really get that writing muscle worked at? Mm-hmm. You know, you write every day, but how can we employ those skills past just kind of a day-to-day? How can we utilize those?
Well, there are many opportunities to practice throughout a day. I mean, even writing emails, you can practice.
Totally.
And even in a text, you can practice writing a very clear, concise text to others. And then I also like to give this advice to students to help them learn to be better writers, to read a lot. So even if you're reading magazines, because there's great writing in magazines too, to see good writing modeled for them, I think is really powerful. And you sort of pick it up by watching others do a good job of writing.
Totally. So,
and then, of course, there are great books out there like Williams and Sir's On Writing Well is one of my favorites. And so reading books like that can also help a lot.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's so many sources that we have in the Writing Center that we can give you that are both, you know, we've got books, we've got websites, we've got podcasts you can listen to, just like this one. It's amazing just how many ways that you can learn or experience writing, or ways that people have written, maybe something to speech, or something to in a book form, or all sorts of stuff.
I guess, exactly.
Yeah. Are there maybe any concluding thoughts about writers and or maybe aspiring writers in business? What are some of the best things that they can do?
Well, I would say to consider yourself a lifelong learner. So I consider myself to be a lifelong learner, and I still am working on my writing skills. And so I'm better today than I was a year ago, and I plan to be better a year from now than I am today. So always be continually challenging yourself to improve your writing skills. And language is powerful. I mean, you can really motivate people. And I love to share examples in class with my students of just beautiful writing. And I'll put it up on my PowerPoint and say, look at this beautiful sentence. I mean, it reads like poetry.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the parallel construction, and to really try to enjoy writing. And you can just feel so good if you've done a good job and you just know that you've conveyed your message clearly and perhaps inspired someone. So there's just a lot of power in the written word. And so it's just cool to harness that.
Mm-hmm. And it's so fun to see your own growth in writing. I think mm-hmm. that's one of the most beneficial parts. I think back to things that I've written back a year or two ago, or even 3 years ago, that I'll read and I'll be like, that is terrible. But it's encouraging because you know where you are now mm-hmm. and you can see that growth. I just want to thank you so much for being on the podcast today. Is there anything else you want to plug? I know that, you know, Jepson Writing Lab, 12 to 1, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, Jepson 125. Is there anything else we need to know about?
Not that I can think of right now, but come and find me in Jepson 215 if you ever have any questions. I'd be happy to talk with you.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Right Stuff. Remember, to schedule an appointment with the Writing Center, go to gonzaga.mywconline.com. Thanks again.